Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, in 1986, American author Robert Fulghum published a book that stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for nearly 2 years. Eventually, there were 17 million copies of his book, published in 27 languages and distributed in 103 countries. Apparently, it was a message that a lot of people needed to hear. And I bet you've heard it too. It's called All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten: Uncommon Thoughts on Common Things. Well, even though the book contained 50 short essays, it's the title piece that's become the most famous. And it starts like this. All I really need to know about how to live and what to do and how to be, I learned in kindergarten. Wisdom was not at the top of the graduate school mountain, but there in the sand pile at Sunday school. These are the things I learned. Share everything. Play fair. Don't hit people. Put things back where you found them. Clean up your own mess. Don't take things that aren't yours. And so on. And it concludes this way. Think about what a better world it would be if we all, the whole world, had cookies and milk about 3 o'clock every afternoon, and then lay down with our blankies for a nap. Or if all governments had the basic policy to put things back where they found them and to clean up their own mess. And it's still true. No matter how old you are, when you go out into the world, it's best to hold hands and stick together. Sometimes life is complicated and hard. There are big problems and big worries. And sometimes we forget these basic things we learned in kindergarten. We get caught up in all the cares and concerns of life and don't really think that holding hands and sticking together really works anymore. Yeah, it'd be nice if people did that, but it also kind of seems too simple, too basic, too naive. We often think that after we reach a certain age that we've outgrown all that stuff and we can do whatever we want to now. But maybe the simplest things in life are the ones worth remembering. Consider Moses' words to the people of Israel in our first reading today. First, we got to set the scene for this reading. Moses has led the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. They've crossed the Red Sea, they've received the commandments, and then they've wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years on their way to the Promised Land. Well, at the edge of the Promised Land, though, Moses tells them that he can't go in with them. His successor, Joshua, will lead them from here. And so as they prepare to start this new stage in their lives, and do so without their main leader, Moses gives them a farewell speech, which we call the Book of Deuteronomy. So listen again to part of what we get in this first reading. Moses says, "So now, Israel, give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live to enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you." Moses reminds the people to stay true to the law of God. God established this relationship with them and then gave them the law to keep the relationship going. So basically, the law says, "I am your God, you are my people, this is how we're going to relate to each other, and this is how you're going to relate to one another." Well, as the people enter into this unknown future, Moses reminds them to hold on to this relationship with God and to follow the law. Basically, hold God's hand and stick together. In fact, Moses even tells them that when other nations see how faithful they are to God, those nations will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and discerning people." So Moses had great hopes for them as they entered the promised land. But, of course, the people did not stay true to God. They entered the land and got caught up in the ways of life that were already going on there. They married foreigners, they worshiped other gods, and they basically forgot the promises that God had given to them. Maybe they thought those laws were too simple, or too basic, or too naive. Maybe they thought they'd outgrown them. Maybe they thought they could do whatever they wanted now. Sounds like us, huh? We hear what God says in Scripture, but sometimes we just ignore it, too. Maybe we feel like it's a waste of time. We don't think it really matters in our lives. We pay more attention to the culture around us than the promises of God. We listen to our worries and our fears and our doubts. We worship the gods of comfort and ego and happiness rather than the God who came to us in Jesus. Like right now, many of us are watching the news or reading our online feeds or talking to people, and we see a really messed up world. And we might get sucked into the mindset of scarcity, or thinking that God doesn't really care for us, or thinking that we're not going to survive. So we don't listen to all the things that are meant to inspire us and keep us going. So then what? How is this really good news instead of just good advice? How is this something more than trust the Bible, not social media? Well, listen again to what Moses says. He said, "For what other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is whenever we call to him? And what other great nation has statutes and ordinances as just as this entire law that I am setting before you today?" Moses reminds the people and us that the Lord our God is near us and is for us. And I know we've heard that before, but it's true. Let me put it this way. If you feel like you're in a transition point in life right now, remember that God is with you. If you're scared of the unknown future, even though you have to enter it, remember that God is with you. If you find yourself caught up in all of the worries and cares of the world, remember that God is with you. Yes, we are in a new chapter of our lives, but God is with us. And God is for us. We don't know what the future will look like, but we do know that God is still in charge. God is leading us into something wonderful and new, and even if we're a little scared about it, God is still faithful. Moses called the people to remain faithful to God too. But even when they weren't, God stayed true to them. So that means that this book of Deuteronomy is not just Moses' big book of good advice. It's not just his version of "all I really need to know I learned in kindergarten." Instead, it's a promise that God is looking out for them. and that God will see them through any challenge they face. It's also a call to them to live as God's people in this new land. Right, living as God's people doesn't just mean that God shows love to you. It also means that God shows God's love through you to others. So as all of us enter a new point in our lives, we're reminded that just as God has seen us through all the hard times of the past, so God will see us through this too. God goes with us and calls us to remain faithful. And yes, we did learn a lot of important things in kindergarten, and many of them are still true for us as adults. But what is more important is that God is here. God is with us. God is with you. And God is for you. No matter what grade you're in, or how old you are, or where you find yourself in life, this is a message that people around the world need to hear. Sometimes the simplest things in life are the most true. Robert Fulghum knew that. His readers knew that. Moses knew that. The Israelites knew that. And now we know it too. So in the name of the one who is God's presence with us in the flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.